Hi, I'm Bradley Millington. I'm a Senior Program Manager on the Windows Azure team. And today I'm going to show you how you can continuously deploy to Azure from Team Foundation Service in the cloud. So here I am on the Team Foundation Service website, and you can see that I have a number of projects. Let's drill into the Acorn project. And in the Source tab, I can see that I already have some code checked in, an MVC4 application. So my next step is to configure this to automatically deploy to Azure every time I check into the project. This will allow me to continuously verify my changes in Azure every time I check in. So over on the Azure portal, I'll start by creating a new website. The Azure portal gives me feedback while my site's being created. And when it's done, I can drill into this website. One of the options that I have for publishing to my website is to integrate source control. And specifically, we want to integrate TFS publishing. When I click that, I'm prompted to enter my TFS account. I now authorize Azure to connect to my TFS account on my behalf. This will allow Azure to retrieve the list of projects in my TFS account. Now I'll pick the Acorn project and say OK. It's linking my Team Foundation Service project to Azure now. What this means is it's creating a build definition in TFS that's configured to automatically deploy to Azure on every check-in. I also get some friendly instructions for how to check in code from the version of Visual Studio that I'm using. In my case, I'm using Visual Studio 2012. Let's go ahead and launch Visual Studio using this convenient button at the bottom of the portal. So in Visual Studio, I can open Source Control Explorer to see the code that's checked into my TFS project. Let's open the solution file and make a code change. In Solution Explorer, I'll go into the Views Shared folder and open this layout file. And I'm going to go ahead and make a change. We'll say update it again. And go ahead and click Save. Back on Team Explorer, if I look at the pending changes, I can see that the layout file has changed. I'll enter a comment, updated logo, and click on Check In. Back on the TFS Explorer, if we drill into Builds, I can now see that a build is kicked off in response to my check-in. Down at the bottom, we can see the build definition that was created by Azure when I linked my TFS project. Let's go ahead and edit that build definition just to see what it contains. So I can see that it's set up to automatically deploy to Azure on every check-in, but I can obviously change those defaults to use any of the options available to me in Visual Studio. In the process template, there are also a variety of properties I can use to customize the way that my build's deployed to Azure. For example, the deployment settings name points to the actual publish settings that will be used to publish to my Azure website. If I were publishing to a cloud service, there are a variety of properties I can also customize, including the environment, such as staging or production, the cloud service name, or the storage account used to upload my package files. If I double-click the build in progress, I can see an activity log of exactly what's going on in the TFS service. Back on the Azure portal, I can see that my site is being deployed, so I get instant feedback that something's happening. If I click View Log on this deployment in progress, I'll navigate back to the Team Foundation Service website, where I can also see the log of activity as it occurs. There's a nice symmetry between the logs that I see on TFS service and the logs that I see inside of Visual Studio. I can see that deployment is in progress now, so it shouldn't be long before my website's actually deployed to Azure. Now that my deployment is done, I can click the Browse button to view my website. We can see that the site logo has been updated with exactly the text that I checked in. Back on the Azure portal, let's take a look at what it looks like when a website has more than one deployment. I have an existing Freezing Fog website, and on the Deployments tab, I can see multiple deployments that have been published from TFS over time. One of the advantages of the deployment's history is that I can click on a previous deployment if I want to redeploy it. Let's say if I mess something up on my site and I want to roll back to the previous change. By clicking Redeploy, it will automatically queue a build in TFS corresponding to the change set for that selected deployment. In addition to deploying to websites, we also support deploying to cloud services. I have a cloud service here that's configured against a different TFS project. On the Deployments tab, I can see the history of things that have been deployed to this cloud service. The main difference between cloud services and websites in this regard is that cloud services have two slots, a staging slot and a production slot. Right now we're looking at the staging slot, and I can see that the active change set is change set 34. If I click on the production slot, I can see that the active deployment is a newer change set, change set 43. The way that I can actually switch between these slots is doing a swap. At the bottom of the portal is a swap button that will allow me to swap the deployments in either of my slots. When I do this, it will also swap those items indicated as the active deployment in the deployment history. So I hope you've learned something about TFS and about continuous deployment to Azure. And I hope you really enjoy using this feature. Thank you.